What Joe signed off on, he said this leading into this segment that he talks about the Detroit Tigers. And I want to use this moment to talk about some two American League teams that are not going to make the playoffs. They're not that great. But I truly believe that both of these teams are actually building something for the future. That is the Oakland Athletics. And that is the Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers sit three games back from the wild card right now.
Let's go. Okay. Rawr, bitch, rawr.
As a diehard, lifelong, with a little affair in the middle, Cleveland Indians Guardians fan, I hate the Detroit Tigers more than any team in baseball. We always hated Detroit, Minnesota, and Chicago. And the Royals, we never had any problems with them because they were never any good. And when they won in 15, we all looked at them and like, get it. We love you. We're so happy that
you're
going to
suck again in like two, 3 years.
You're
going to
be super bad. So I'm glad you got a World Series.
Get it while you can.
Of all those teams, Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit, I've never hated more of any of them more than I hate Detroit. This team, this Detroit Tigers team, is good.
They're a spunky bunch.
They're good. And it all started with their management hire, and that was AJ Hinch. Despite being okay with trash cans, AJ Hinch is a good manager.
Shouldn't be managing.
Probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
But everyone wants to give love to Alex Cora for being this great manager.
Shouldn't be managing.
Or a Craig Council.
Carlos Beltran still doesn't have a job, but these guys do. Anyways, I digress.
Carlos Beltran lost his Hall of Fame.
Yes,
he did.
God.
AJ Hinch was the best hire Detroit could have done. And Tarik Skubal is most likely going to win the Cy Young. I hope he does, unless it's Emmanuel Clase. Depends on how the voters go with reliever versus starter.
Yeah, that's not happening.
We talked about it last week. Yeah. And in ESPN Cy Young projections, is Emmanuel Clase.
Well, the Rolaids Reliever of the Year Award exists now. So
Rolaids.
I don't know if it's still called that. But
I mean, my stomach does hurt.
Is it the Pepto-Bismol Reliever of the Year?
It's great that they got Rolaids for a closer.
Brought to you by Tums. It's what they want.
Because I'm going to die because this game is close and I hate my closer.
It's what they call it in MLB The Show. I think in the NL it's the Trevor Hoffman Award. In the AL it's the Mariano Rivera Award, technically.
So you look at the Detroit Tigers. Tarik Skubal,
brought to you by Alka-Seltzer,
could possibly and probably should win the Cy Young Award. They've decided not to trade him. Riley Green is an up-and-coming guy. This team has been good without their best prospect, Spencer Torkelson. I just want to use this moment to give some love to the Detroit Tigers. They have a better chance to make the playoffs than the Seattle Mariners.
Shut up. You're right.
Who have the best starting rotation I've seen since the Braves in the 90s.
Starters don't get you to the playoffs, do they? You need hitters, too.
Or at least some hitters.
No, mediocre starters will get you to the playoffs. You need hitters. The Mariners have proven great starting pitching and no hitting will get you nowhere.
This is a Tigers segment, okay?
But the Tigers have one great starter, some mediocre guys, and a lot of young guys that, like, Colt Keith, nobody was talking about him at the beginning of the year. There's so many dudes that, like, oh, they just kind of had Miguel Cabrera and nobody for so many years. Now under Hinch, you're right, the development is happening. It's actually kind of fun to see, like, in a single season, this team's coming out party.
I'd like to ask you guys a question. Can you name two starting pitchers for the Detroit Tigers?
Other than Tarik Skubal?
No, he counts as one.
Okay.
Can you name a second?
Does Jack Flaherty count, even though he was midseason trade?
That's
nope.
Not even fair.
Nope. He's on the Dodgers.
Is Wandy Rodriguez still around? I have no idea.
Oh, I know. Kenta Maeda.
Nice.
Oh, duh.
I was hoping you'd pull that out. But he hasn't been great. Yet somehow this Tigers team is still around.
I feel like Jack Flaherty should have counted.
I think the Oakland A's are in the same situation. It's just these teams that were bad have all of a sudden they have good managers that down the stretch have done well. The first four batters for the Oakland A's in the playoffs, you don't want to see that.
the first four batters for the Oakland A's.
Yeah, at the top of the lineup.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Butler, those guys are good.
Langoliers, he's not bad.
Guys are good. And I think Detroit is living in that same world. And here they are. Detroit almost reminds me a little bit of Houston in 2015. I think Detroit's a little ahead of schedule.
I just need them to win seven more games because then they're going to be above the win total for their 2024 season, which I don't know. I'd have to check the tape. I feel like I took that for them to finish above 80.5. I was high on the Tigers coming into the season. I think my actual quote was they're not going to be as bad as they were in past seasons, and they were terrible. So, our AL Central teams that we kind of had a little bit of faith in this year.
I was the Royals guy.
And then I was taking the Tigers. We both were, I believe we were taking Twins to win the division. We weren't sure about how the Guardians would respond without having Terry Francona. But we both were like, those two teams are going to be better than in years past and going to make this division a little bit more interesting.
I wonder if come
next... And the White Sox, well, we all knew the White Sox were going to be terrible.
I wonder if come next year... We're talking about the toughest division in baseball being the American League Central.
I mean, you're going to finish with four teams above 500.
If the season ends right now, let's pretend that Cleveland doesn't win the World Series, the Twins don't win the World Series, the Royals don't, but they all get in. Let's pretend they all don't win the World Series. When we talk about this division next year, who are you picking to take first? Obviously, there's free agent signings, but Detroit might not be a bad pick.
I still look at the Guardians, and I mean the starting pitching with the Guardians is the one thing that's going to be the backbreaker. But the thing is they have good starting pitching. It's just they're just not having a good year. Yeah. I feel like, and they'll get healthier as well. The Royals, it's a matter of can they replicate what they've done on the pitching staff as well, because it's almost like a flip flop. It's you didn't expect the pitchers for the Royals to be this good this year.
Seth Lugo, what up?
I mean, Cole Reagan's great year as well, both all stars.
Michael Walker.
Yeah. Salvador Perez also on the batting side is just
I would like to be in the Hall of Fame. Meet me. I'm Sal Perez.
So I hear you. This division next year is going to be a lot of fun too. This division. What it's doing right now is what we kind of thought the NL Central was going to be like.
Yeah.
We thought that was going to be much more competitive. I know I took the Cubs to win the division.
As did I.
We thought that Brewers are going to have a drop off after losing Council. Kind of said, all right, how about this?
F you.
Yeah, smoke on this. Cardinals, they've been so inconsistent this year. They teased us for a bit. Pirates.
We got excited about O'Neill Cruz and Ellie De La Cruz, about the kids for Cincy and Pittsburgh.
So the AL Central, the AL Central, it's been the most down the stretch here. It's been very intriguing. I remember a couple weeks ago saying to Boss Man Cooley and Kurt Ludwig in the
giant
sales
Red
pit,
Sox fan, Ryan Cooley.
I was just like, would you believe me if I told you that the Mariners and the Tigers had the same record right now? They're like, what? And I was like, swear to God, look at the standings right now. And I think at that point it was like I said, 2-3 weeks ago. And that was when the Tigers started making a surge.
And some of that is bad Mariners, but some of that is good Detroit.
Detroit's been playing well. I mean, there was a point in their season where it was starting to look like, okay, this season's starting to fall apart.